Wave 98.3 is CIWV-FM, 98.3 FM, Vancouver.
6:02 on the coast. Welcome to a brand new day. I'm TJ, and here's what's making waves in Van City. Pretty stormy night on the West Coast as hurricane force winds left at its peak approximately 200,000 without power. BC Hydro still working hard to fully restore, but it's going to take some time because of the extent of it. The worst hit areas this morning, definitely Vancouver Island. An example there is that so many trees fell through the Cathedral Grove area that Highway 4 is closed this morning between Parksville and Port Alberni. Biggest gusts on Vancouver Island, by the way, were more than 120K, but much tamer here in the city. YVR clocked in the highest gusts at near 80K an hour. Today's forecast in a moment. Meanwhile, from the Canucks, JT Miller taking an indefinite leave of absence. This was a gut punch. It could be pretty hard on the team, too. He's an instrumental part of our lineup. He's best at the puck drop, absolutely. It's not been announced why he's leaving, but the Canucks franchise says it fully supports him. Meanwhile, the Canucks lost to the Rangers last night at Rogers Arena, and now our boys hit the road again. Next game is Saturday in Ottawa. And finally, don't let this catch you off guard today. Canada will be testing its emergency alert system in BC. That thing's going to go off at 1:55 this afternoon. Doesn't matter how many times I warn us about it. It will scare me every single time. And hey, wave weather. It's going to be wet and windy today. High of 10. But last night's bomb cyclone has left pretty high tides this morning, especially later in the day. Environment Canada warning of the possibility of minor flooding because of it. Take care. And right now it's 7 degrees. come on now. Kelly Lee Evans on Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. And I'm TJ with great news for skiers and snowboarders. Although if you're really hardcore, you've already got the scoop, I bet. Cypress Mountain has announced it's opening early for skiing as we hit the mountains on Friday. Big dump of snow there the last couple weeks, and especially the last few days, has just paved the way for this great little start to the season. All of our North Shore mountains have received a fair bit of snow, quite a few centimeters over the last several days. However, Mount Seymour, for example, has not yet announced an opening day. Whistler's on board, though. They open up tomorrow, Whistler Blackcomb and Big White Ski Resort. Man, 76 centimeters base of snow, and they open up on Friday, too. So let's go forth. Happy ski and snowboard season. And remember, and I'm saying this from the heart as a parent, if your kid or a young person in your life gets the opportunity to do one of the school ski programs, you can save so much money and give them the incredible experience of hitting the mountain. So take advantage if you can. Cloudy and 6 degrees.
Tara Jean in the morning. Wave 98.3.
Donations to the War Amps have a lasting impact on amputees. Today, your support gives them the artificial limbs and resources they need for everyday activities and learning to live with amputation. Having access to our essential programs helps amputees prepare for tomorrow on their road to independence. The War Amps is committed to improving the quality of life for Canadian amputees, but this wouldn't be possible without you. To learn how your donation helps, visit waramps.ca.
The Gingerbread Men return with another holiday cabaret.
Holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
These crooners are ready to show you a holly jolly good time, featuring their signature banter and buttery smooth vocals. Don't miss The Gingerbread Men, another holiday cabaret presented by the Arts Club Theater Company, December 5th to 22nd at the Newmont Stage at the BMO Theater Center. For tickets, visit artsclub.com.
Leading you.
The Wave is cabin life, making your home away from home feel more like home.
Ah.
Without the traffic, of course. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Survival of the hippest. I'm TJ. I have the hiccups, so I'm just warning you. Due to the BC storm last night, man, ferry cancellations this morning are going to really make a mess for Tawasin Duke Point and perhaps other major routes too. So we're hearing this morning from BC Ferries last night's bomb cyclone and then also some pretty high tides and big, big waves this morning will be canceling the 515 and the 745 both ways on that Tawasin Duke Point. Keep in touch with BC Ferries and I'm just kind of throwing it out. You may want to reconsider your travel plans. There's also this morning still thousands without power, primarily on Vancouver Island, about 92,000 still in the dark. Here in Metro Vancouver and the Sunshine Coast, it's closer to 5,500. So give BC Ferries some time. Give Hydro some time, and we'll get through to the other side. 621 on the coast, and still to come on this morning show. Are we any closer to ending this Canada Post strike? It's day six today, and I'll have the latest update on contract talks coming up next on Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. Warren Hills, Gimme Some. And it's dark and early. I'm Tara Jean, and we're just shy of 6:30 this morning. Here's what's making waves on the West Coast. At YVR, let's kick it off there. The North Runway still closed this morning after a cargo plane ran off the runway Tuesday morning. So if you haven't heard the story, here's the deets. Boeing 767 cargo jet, not only did it come in fast, but it failed to slow down. The plane is now stuck in a field, and it's just going to take some time to remove the cargo so that the plane is light enough for them to move it out of the way. That runway will be closed for another day at least, and the hopes of it may be reopening tomorrow. But until then, there could be flight delays, so check in with your airline or YVR for details. In other news, day six of this Canada Post strike. Ugh. And although smaller contract issues have been resolved, sounds like talks with a special mediator are still going down for the big stuff in Ottawa. An example of how far apart they are, the union wants a wage hike of 24% over 4 years, while Canada Post is offering just 11.5. A new study's also revealed that the majority of us, the majority of Canadians, support the federal government's intervention and want the feds to end this strike as soon as possible. On the ice last night, Rogers Arena, ooh, I'll wipe the smile off my face, Canucks fell to the New York Rangers. That was a bummer. All the while, we also found out that JT Miller taking an indefinite leave of absence. No word about why, but we're all wishing him well and hope to see him on the roster again soon. Meanwhile, what's next for the Canucks? It's a good old-fashioned road trip, and it starts Saturday in Ottawa. And finally, wave weather. So the worst of that windstorm is finally behind us. The worst of the bomb cyclone. What a beast, hey? But now, because of that storm and high tide coming in the next few hours, do watch out for areas of coastal flooding and take care. And wave weather for today, wet, windy, and a high of 10. Right now at 555 West Georgia, it's 7 with Steely Dan.
Shape is my shame. Then where are you?
Wave 98.3.
Inevitable. BC Ferries just added a bunch of new sailings to its list of cancellations this morning. It's Wave 98.3, keeping you updated, keeping the tunes rolling too with Eric Darius going all out. And yeah, people at BC Ferries want people like me to spread the word to you this morning that the cancellation decision, because it's pretty widespread, it was made with an abundance of caution and out of concerns for the safety of its passengers and crew. And of course, that's because of the ongoing high winds on the Salish Sea this morning and the extra high tide that's still coming in the next few hours. It's got potential for large waves. Some of those could even crash on shore and create the potential anyway for flooding in some spots. But as for the ferries, if we want to get specific, and yeah, it is dramatic. The first two sailings of the morning have been canceled on either side of the three busiest routes on the West Coast, to Wasson Swartz Bay, to Wasson Dew Point, and Horseshoe Bay, to Departure Bay, Nanaimo. Also from BC Ferries, if you do have a reservation this morning, they say customer service will be in touch. And also know that ferries should resume regular schedules after 9 o'clock this morning. Man, we're going through it. Mostly cloudy, 7 degrees, and earth, wind, and fire on the other side.
Picture yourself gliding through the breathtaking landscapes of southern France in unmatched luxury. Imagine stepping aboard the elegant Riverside Revel, where every moment is pure indulgence. From Lyon to Avignon, this isn't just a cruise, it's a feast for the senses. Join renowned chef and restaurateur John Bishop, the charming Bruno Feldizen from The Great Canadian Baking Show, and sommelier Robin Court for a culinary journey like no other. Taste the Rhone's finest, stroll through historic vineyards, and savor exclusive creations that bring the region's flavors to life. With personal butler service, world-class dining, and stunning views at every turn, this is more than a trip. It's the journey of a lifetime, and we've put aside a cabin for two exclusively for you. Drop by Wave98.3.fm to get on the standby list. You dream, we deliver. From Wave98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Hi, I'm Amanda Burrows, downtown Eastside, at the site of the First United building redevelopment. I'm loving what I'm looking at. It's going well, and it will soon give Vancouver 11 new stories of services and social housing. And with your help, more meals, advocacy, legal assistance, and support for basic human needs for Vancouver's most vulnerable. Please go to firstunited.ca and make a donation to help. It's a lot more than a building we're building at First United.
Be sad.
At The Wave, we love to chat. Call or text WAVE 98.3 at 604-9099-98.3.
Mark it, 1:55 this afternoon, the province will test its emergency alert system, which happens twice a year, once in the spring and then once in the fall. If you don't receive an alert, here's a little recon for you. I'm TJ, by the way, Wave 98.3. If you don't receive an alert at 1:55 this afternoon, it means that your phone is not connected to an LTE cellular network. The alert won't go through if a phone is also set on do not disturb, which is interesting. I didn't realize that. Or if your phone is in airplane mode as well. Or there's also another reason the emergency alert may not come through, if your software is out of date. So this is a great reminder. If you want to be alerted in the case of a real true emergency like a tsunami, a wildfire, flood, or maybe even extreme heat in the summertime with a heat dome, then make sure you update your phone and get all that other stuff sorted. Also, I mean, that's where we get our Amber Alerts from as well. So do it for the kids. And don't let that surprise you. This afternoon, it's going to blast out of most of our phones at 1:55. 653 on the coast with Chris Bode on the horns. It's Streets Ahead on the way.
Meets the sky, I'll be sailing. slot machine. Love may still exist in another place. I'm just jerking back that handle. No expression on my face. Oh, the rhythm of my heart is beating like a drum. And the words of love you're rolling off my tongue.
Broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWV FM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Ooh, nailing it. 7 o'clock on the coast. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves in Van City. Pretty stormy night on the west coast. Hurricane force winds left approximately 200,000 without power. BC Hydro is still working to fully restore that, but the beast of it is Vancouver Island, the worst hit areas. And for example, so many trees fell through Cathedral Grove on the way to Tofino. The highway's now closed this morning between Parksville and Port Alberni. Big gusts on Vancouver Island too, more than 120K clocked in. Much tamer here in the city. YVR clocked the highest gust near 80K. I'll have that full forecast in a moment. Meanwhile, from Canucks land, JT Miller is taking an indefinite leave of absence. This was hard to hear yesterday. He's such an important part of our lineup. It hasn't been announced why he's gone. Sounds like it's a personal issue of some kind. I think we should not jump to conclusions though, right? We have no idea what's happening in his life unless you know him personally. Meanwhile, the Canucks lost to the Rangers last night at Rogers Arena. That was a bummer. Now the boys hit the road again. Next game is Saturday in Ottawa. And finally, don't let this catch you off guard today. Canada will be testing that emergency alert system 1:55 this afternoon. Thanks for hanging out, friends. Wave weather. The bomb cyclone behind us, although still very windy on Vancouver Island this morning. But here in the city, watch out for the high tide. Could bring the possibility of minor flooding because of big waves crashing on shore. So take care. And right now at 555 West Georgia, it's 7 degrees.
Search to find the love within.